Very good. Okay, we discussed yesterday. We entered the sugya of Kabbalah Zachayis. Very sadistic. So to summarize, what we learned is that in order to be oivon bali oyer bali motze, person who is mekabel achayis, he takes responsibility for the chometz. He's going to be oivon on bali oyer bali motze. So if a person, for whatever reason, has got chometz which is not his legally, but in case it gets lost or gets stolen, he would need to replace it. We learned that he will be over on Bali Roy and Bali Motze. So much so that if he has chometz in his domain, which is chayv b'achayis, if he doesn't deal with it, then he will be chometz shalo Pesach after Pesach. We're up to page 22 on the top. Okay, v'yesh oimim, some say. Some say that not only what we discussed until now, he'll be over, and he's obligated to be mevat to remove the chometz, but even if he's got a lesser degree of responsibility, that is merely chayev bepshia, that is chayev, if he's negligent, he'll chayv b'mva. If he's negligent, he's obligated to replace it. That would still be considered chayv b'chayes, and he is going to be oivon bali oyer bali motze. Ve'afilu im einu chayv b'chayes bedin. And now this is even a bigger chiddush. Now nobody agrees to that. Wonder what you think about it. Shulchan Aruch's last halach is as follows. Ve'afilu einu chayv b'chayes bedin. Some say that. Never mind if he's chayv b'chayis. Forget about that. Hela she'odea she'en Yehudi alim. If you've got, the goy leaves you some chometz, and he's that kind of character that you didn't say anything. You didn't say you take responsibility for it. You never told him that you're going to replace it if something goes wrong. You never told him any of that. You just told him, he just dumped something in your place and you said, all right. You never accepted anything. But if he's the kind of guy that 2 weeks later, if he comes back, in the meantime, it's got lost, or got stolen, or got broken, he's going to demand money of you. Hey, Jew, hey, I told you to, da, da, da. And you want to have a way to get out of this. You were never formally mekabel achayis. You never formally accept the responsibility of that, but he just tends to be that kind of guy. Then, chayiv levar, you're still going to be oivon bali oyer bali motze. Some disagree. So the last opinion is an eye opener, because it teaches us a lot about how bali oyer bali motze works. Again, this opinion, which nobody agrees to, but this opinion holds that if you over Pesach you have chometz. Let's talk about the whiskey again. Should we go for the whiskey? Okay, the guy gives you. He says, "Okay, I'm going on a cruise now. I'm going to Finland for the next 3 weeks. Antarctica cruise, 4 weeks. I'm going to be gone." The whiskey, I don't need to. When I come home, I will want a decent whiskey. I don't trust anybody in my house. You look after it. And then you say, okay. And you say, okay, just put it somewhere. I'll be back. You never formally accepted responsibility of that. You never said, if it breaks, it gets stolen, and anything, you're going to pay back. You never said that. But you know that if something goes wrong, he is the first one to be coming and knocking on the door, and he's going to say, hey, excuse me, where's my whiskey? Give it back and give it now. I want my money back. Although you never agreed. If it's that kind of guy, and he's gone now off to his cruise, you are obligated to move out. You're over otherwise on Bali Oyer Bali Motze. Why? He made you responsible. He's by default made you having some responsibility in it. Although it's not legally yours, it's not even halachically yours. You know what? You're not even allowed to take some of that whiskey.
You can't drink anyway then. You can't sell it, it's not yours. You can't burn it so you can get
it. Yeah, very good. So the Mishnah Bula Maaseh says you should sell it. You could sell it. You should sell it on. That was your point as well. You should sell it on to with the chametz that you're selling. And you should sell it to Bittul as well. But it just teaches us a thing about Bali Oyer Bali Motze, that it's not legally yours, and yet you're over. because you're going to be chayav b'achaz, you're going to have to replace it if something goes wrong.
It's not yours to sell either. You can't sell it.
Yeah. It's a good question. I don't know the answer. Rabbi, so what do you think about this interesting question? It's not really yours to sell, so how can you sell it on? I don't know. Will the goy be makbid in such an instance? What do you think about that goy that's gone off to the cruise? Will he care? Will he not care about you selling it on?
If he cares enough that he's threatening you, then he'll threaten you.
But if you tell him, listen, the only way I can look after it is by selling it on.
He doesn't understand.
But if I'm saying, I'm trying to figure out if you can sell it or not. It's a good question. I really value your question very much. I think it's a good question. How can you sell it if it's not yours? Yeah, Mishnah Berurah. But he does say that lemais you could sell it. He says yasim mechiras chometz vivatel gam kein.
You can't sell something which is not yours.
I thought you could sell chometz to another Jew if they don't object.
What's the case you're talking about? Which is not yours. If you can assume that they'll be happy. Yeah, you're right. Generally, of a Jew, we generally assume that we don't let do that, but it's true that we sell on somebody else's chometz even if it's not yours. We assume that he'll be happy with it. Because normally a person doesn't want the chometz to become also after Yom Tov. So we don't want to be over on Bali or Bali Matzah. But a goy, it's a bit different. Your question is a good question. How can you sell on somebody else and go his chometz?
But even with the Jews, chometz, if he doesn't keep everything 100%, but he gives you the chometz, he doesn't specifically say to you, you can sell it. If he doesn't say to you, you can sell it, how can you sell it? Because it's technically not yours.
Yeah.
If it's a Jew.
Yeah. Because there is, you're right, we generally don't do that. You're right, of course, ideally we do not sell somebody's chometz without his knowledge, of course. But sometimes we're lenient and we say that if he doesn't know and he doesn't understand, we assume that he probably would want it to be sold and therefore to be mutter. Okay, Siv Beis. That's the flip side of that now. Very interesting. Okay, so what happens if the guy says, okay, you take two bottles of wine, of this whiskey. If something happens, don't worry about it. Do not worry about it, it's fine. If it gets stolen, don't worry about it. What do you think? Do you have to do anything with that chometz or not? You're clearly explicit not mekabel achayis. Not yours. So you don't have to do anything about it. You can just leave it in the kitchen. Oh. Says the Shulchan Aruch. If you're not mekabel achayis, you do not need to remove it. I feel him kavush tachaziyot, even if it's under your hand, in your domain, in your property. Kugoin. Such as you get toishav, he's a ger toishav. It doesn't mean it in literal sense. It means somebody that is dwelling amongst you and with you. V'shori may bechotzer, and he is dwelling in your property. In other words, you've got a slave. Perhaps like in good old days, yeah. So imagine you've got somebody working with you who is a. Imagine you've got a goy. What would be a good scenario? You've got a goy working. You've got a guy working for you, a maid, and she has chametz, and it's hers. Okay, she's got a little room. Is that how it works? Do it in-house?
In the yard.
In the yard? In the shed. All right, with the chickens. Yeah. So fine. So, and then she keeps the chametz there. Now, is that a promise or not? It's within your property. But it's not yours, and you're not mekabel achayis. If she drops, loses her chametz, if her chametz gets lost or stolen or whatever, it's not your business. It's not your business. Is it a problem, yes or no? So the answer is, it is not a problem. Couldn't you get toishav v'shorim v'chotze? Maybe you will, dwelling and living in your chotze, but since you're not mekabel achayis, if something happens to the chametz, it's none of your business, then aloch is, v'tzorich la'asos lefono mechitza. It's true, in terms of Baliroe, Balimotze, Deiraisa, on a total level, you are fine. You're totally in order, but you've got to do a mechitza, a fence, a separation, a mechitza gvoya sorot fochim, which is 10 fochim high, kedei, in order shalo yishkach, that you don't forget, v'yachel, you're going to end up eating it. We all know that Toys the Gemara says, Toys the Shoinim say, chometz is something which you're used to. We 51 weeks of in a year, we would tend to eat chametz, and if 1 week a year we don't have chametz, it's quite confusing. We tend to be very quick to make that mistake of quickly grabbing a bit of chametz. Therefore, if there is chametz in your domain, which may not be yours, and you're not even bali or bali matzah, but still it's just so accessible, it's so near you, you may end up eating it. So Chomim said, okay, I understand. No bali or bali matzah, it's not yours. You're not making kabbalah, it's not doyaisa, but we've got to make sure that don't end up eating it. And therefore, we oblige you to make a mechitza, kvar asor tfochim. Now, there's a bit of a chiddush here. What do you think? There's a bit of a chiddush here. What is a chiddush? Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Now, I find this a big chiddush. Now, I understand there's a gzera of shamayishkach v'yoichlenu if it's your chometz. I totally appreciate that. You know, the chometz which is in your cupboard and your... You know, and you've sold it onto the goy, etc. I understand you've got to do mechitzah v'asot tfachim. I totally appreciate that. I understand that. But if it's not yours, this is not yours. This is genuinely not yours. This belongs to the. Why would you end up taking that chametz? Because it's in your property. So you might feel free to just grab it. Yeah. So gezel, we're not as concerned. You know, don't worry about guess, but chometz, that, yeah. Remind me of a Moedig story. I have just, reminded me. You know, the Moskowitz, I heard this from my brother. It was a time, you in Medrash? So you must hear this. They say it's a true story. I don't know.
My brother's older
than me. Older brother than me. Medrash in the very early years. Very early years. He went off to me afterwards, but. So he said that there was once in Yeshiva, there was a bottle of milk, which somebody bought himself, a bochim bought himself, this bottle of milk. And bochim, you know, didn't appreciate that it's private property, and they took a bit for their own coffee. You know, how much is already, you know, a drop of milk for the coffee and for their tea, how much is it? And they took, and then he wrote on it, he said, this is private property, please don't touch. Didn't help. Still people took from their people. And then he wrote again, he says, this is private property, please don't touch. No six oil. And still didn't make a difference. People still took. And so I said, please do not touch. It's private property. No six oil. I am makbit on you taking even a bit of me. Didn't make a difference. People still took. So I was filled up. What did he do the next day? He says, chashash cholov akum. Chashash cholov akum. And that was it. People stopped taking. So he says, I don't know. So, it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. So yeah, and I see this in this sugya. I absolutely see it because we're he may end up eating. So it's again, it's not yours. It's not yours, and yet we're worried he might end up taking it because it's not chum. We don't want it to be. So we ask him to make mechitza sod for him. Make a sort for a bechitzas is not for him. So although it's not his chametz. It could be that she's not makbid if he takes. That could be, but nevertheless. No. You'll see now. Let's look at the Rama because I think that's going to explain it. Rama adds ve'eni yehudi, and if there's a goy sheniach chametz beveis Yisrael, a goy that left chametz in the house of a yid. Below your shuster, without his permission. What would be a case for that?
Builders came in,
perfect, that's right. And they kept the sandwiches, and you're a very good example. Koifal of kli, you've got to put the kli on top of it. You must place a kli on top of it. Which, by the way, so what does that mean, koifal of is a kli? It means, it's again, it's a kind of mechitza. That's why do koifel of kli, because it's on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov you can't make a mechitza. So all you do is you take your cholent pot and you put it on top of it. You know, you cover it up. You know, the builder left his sandwich there. So you put it, you cannot keep it. So again, bali or bali motzi you don't have. Why is there no bali or bali motzi on it? It's not yours and you're not mekabel chayes on it, right? If somebody takes that Polish sandwich, you don't have to replace it. But because so it's not mekabel chayes, but you nevertheless there's a chiyuv of mechitza. And mechitza, you put by putting a kli on. And indeed, v'dafka b'yom tov, this is all on yom tov. Aval imu koidim yom tov, what happens if you left the sandwich there before yom tov, what are you meant to do? You're not allowed to, it's not yours. You're not allowed to, it's not yours. Well, if you didn't, yeah, all right. Okay. So, but Shulchan Aruch says, the Gemara says, im ukoidim yom tov, tzoch las mechitza. Right, perhaps you're allowed to chuck it, I'm not sure, but either way, if you don't or can't chuck it out, there's a chiyuv mechitza. So it just concept, the concept here is that it's true. There is no bali roi, bali emotze, there's no Torah transgression, as long as you're mekabel achayis. It doesn't make a difference, could even be new domain. If you are not mekabel achayis of the chometz, you're not over. However, if it is within your domain, there's an obligation to put mechitza up. Chiyuv mechitza. If it's on Yom Tov, you can't make a proper, formal, conventional mechitza. So what you do is you cover it with a kli. But if it's before Yom Tov, you do a chiyuv mechitza. Now, why is this extremely relevant to every single one of us, every single Yom Tov? We do this every Yom Tov. We do this every Pesach. Why? Pardon? Exactly. The chometz that sold, let's get this very clear. Chometz that we sell to the goy, were obviously not over on Bali Roy, Bali Motze, but nevertheless, it is chometz within your property. It's chometz. So what are we learning now? What happens with chometz within your property? What's the halacha? You've got to do a mechitza. And therefore, the halacha is, you may not, under any circumstance, you're over on Issad Rabbonon, if you just keep the chometz which is sold to the goy, you're not over on Bali Roy, I agree. But if you're just keeping it accessible, you are still over on Issa Drabonon of Chiyuv Mechitza. You've got to do Chiyuv Mechitza. You have to Chiyuv Mechitza. Right. Now the question is, what is considered not accessible? That's a very good question. That's Rabbonim deal with that. Tayonim deal with that. How do you make it accessible? So we're learning that ideally you do Chiyuv Mechitza. Okay. So what is the purpose of Mechitza? What is the purpose of Mechitza?
A hecker.
What else? Keeping it separate. So the poets came therefore want to argue that anything which is making a clear separation and a more difficult access to the chometz will be considered lazif mechitza. In other words, that's where the sellotape comes from. Right, you sellotape it close. Is that what you do? The areas that you're selling to the goy, you're sellotaping close. What's the purpose of sellotape? Because by sellotaping it close, you making it less accessible. Now, I personally believe very strongly that it's not good enough to just sell a tape, but you should also, I just feel very strongly for that, you should sign as well. I feel it's really important. I feel it's extremely important for another reason as well, but one of the two reasons why I think it's really important to sign it, to make a sign, clear sign, chometz, or sold, even better, it's sold, is that is one of the two, because that's, it's a bit like a mechitza. Mechitza makes a distinction, okay, this is, and this is a separation. And I think a way to sellotape alone is not good enough. You've got to explain what the mechitza is about. The sellotape, and you write down sold, or goes, and that was a bit like mechitza. I must say, Chaznesh was very makbit about this mechitza being a genuine mechitza. Chaznesh is quoted about making a proper, I don't know, what do you think, how can we do mechitzas nowadays? What's the best way to do that? Why is a kabbad a mechitza? Perhaps it...
Close the sellotape.
Does everybody agree with that? I'm struggling with that. You're not the only one to say that. But I'm struggling with that because it's not really a mechitza. A mechitza is a separation. Is that a mechitza? Is that a separation? It's the purpose. That's a purpose built. That's how to access it. Yeah, that's
Why is that any better than cellotape?
No, it's probably the same than cellotape. I think it's probably the same.
We tie the doors close to the string so that even if
Yeah, it's very good. Again, the whole idea is Shema Yishkach V'Yichlenu. You're going to perhaps forget and end up eating. A string, you know, you tighten it. Yeah, it's brilliant.
How does it help the cupboard? If the cupboard's a shiner, why does the string help the cupboard?
Because by, it's like you're sealing it, you're closing it.
So
yeah, just perhaps a bit more substantial, a bit stronger. Now, Perhaps what we've got to add as well is the Mishtabusif Kotnud base, just to make things a bit more complicated. What would you say would be the halacha of a mechitza which is made out of sheet? Yeah, so in line with this, the Mishnah says in Sifkot Nibes Mechitza, Mechitza shall satin lois sagi. If you've got a Mechitza which is made out of material, linen, a sheet, is not sufficient. Lefi, because Shoholchin uvo in tachtu, because people can just get underneath. Here, the Sharetzin adds Rabbi Yossel's point, just to confirm Rabbi Yossel's minig. If it is tied in the bottom and it does not move, Shapidomi, that's okay. I'm Primogodim. So we're learning two halachas. Halacha number one is if it's a sheet, normally it's not good enough. Point number one, mechitza needs to be more. Point number two, but if you have a sheet material and that is tight, that is good. What are we learning from all this? It certainly teaches us that your anhanger is excellent. Oh, you're saying it's more than just a hacker? It's got to have to be some... What is the rule then? It must make the access difficult.
But it also has to be a hacker.
Yeah, L'chayr, it needs to be a hacker as well. See, what do you think about your cupboard, Chaim? Looking at this Mishtabu that said that Mechitza Shal Tzadin Lo Yisagi, what do you think?
It's stronger, man. And it's tied
in. Ah, you're saying that if it's... See, if it's tied, then it's stronger, then it's better than just a sadin. Okay. What would not work? So, what would not work? What would not work?
Just a sheet.
Now, yeah, so, but can I just, on the other hand, point out that what kind of chametz are we talking about over here? We're talking about genuine, undiluted, real chametz. So, if you want to, for instance, put the pots, the chametz, I'm just thinking about my house, you know, or you want to put away the kelim, for instance, the chametzik pots, chametzik saucepans. If you want to put those away, then you might not need such so much as emphasized over here. Why? Because what are we talking about over here? What about chametz gomo? If chametz gomo, which belongs to the goy, you need to have a mechitza proper. But if we're talking about something which is not chametz gomo, such as the pots or the things that you're just not using over Pesach, what do you do about the sfarim? Rabbi said, does anybody have a minig of covering the sfarim? Right. So if you're covering the sfarim, so are you makpid of a mechitza proper, or do you use a sadin like musa?
It's not going to be chametz gomo.
Exactly. So here you're not going to. Yeah, but I don't think the chashash of it, this is not what we're talking about over here. When we are making an obligation to have mechitza, we're talking about chametz mamash. Chametz b'shema yuchlenu, shema yishkach v'yuchlenu. When it comes to it, you're not going to end up eating, nobody is choshed of the... Yeah, no, but we're not concerned about you're going to start like melechatchil eating it. It's a chashash, and for chashash, yeah. Exactly. So we're distancing ourselves. We're making a hacker, but I don't think it goes that far. I don't think so. Again, the Chaznish was more machmir than that. But okay, we'll stop over here. Good evening, Abbas. Good evening.